There's a boat race in interior Alaska that some folks compare with the Iditarod sled dog race. The Iditarod is about 1,200 miles and takes around 14 days of travel from Anchorage to Nome. The boat race is the Yukon 800. It's about a 14-hour race from Fairbanks to Galena and back, covering 800 miles of the Chena, Tanana, and Yukon rivers. Like the Iditarod, the Yukon 800 is the only race of its kind.
Why would somebody want to do something like this?
Oh, just to say they did it. You know, they do it for the Iditarod, so might as well do it for the boat races, too.
This year's Yukon 800 is in honor of longtime competitor Johnny Anderson, who died in April 1983. The speaker is his son, Chris.
What's the challenge, then, on this race? What are some of the difficulties people have to be aware of?
Well, if you get a little wind and you go through some sloughs and you're cruising anywhere between 60 and 65 miles an hour, there's a possibility of flipping. That's why a lot of the people have helmets on and whatnot. And I guess just a challenge of taking enough gas. Some of them are taking 50, some of them are taking 55 gallons down, and of course maybe add another 5 or so coming back up against the current. So it's just a challenge of making sure as you're going down as light as possible and coming back as light as possible without running out of gas, or you'd be disqualified.
Any problems in figuring out which channels to take?
Well, I think some of those guys have been down there the last couple of days checking out the channels, either by plane or by a boat. And I think from what I understand, the water is pretty low this year, so there's not going to be that many shortcuts. But, you know, sometimes you can get on top of the water and you might be able to take a risk or two.
Could you describe what some of these boats look like? They're not your usual little river boat.
No, they're made out of, I think most of them are made out of quarter-inch plywood. Maybe every 3 or 4 feet they have ribs on them. So they're pretty, they're not the sturdiest boat. You wouldn't want to haul a moose in them or anything. Use it as a work boat. They're strictly for racing. And they're pretty low and sleek. I think probably if some of the best boats, they probably only take up about 3 to 4 feet of water, and that's about it when they're on plane. And they got little gimmicks under the bottom that I think everybody keeps a secret while they're building them, air traps and whatnot, so they can get on top of the water and you can create some air bubbles, just slide on top of that. Sometimes, you know, they put good old floor wax on the bottom, whatnot. Slippery as possible.
There are 11 boats entered in the 1983 race, held on the weekend preceding the summer solstice. The boats are 24 feet long and seem to barely sit in the water, even after the required 3 crew members scoot aboard, a captain who pilots the boat, a navigator, and an engineer. Most of the boats are painted in primary colors, red, yellow, blue. Many have stripes, all have aluminum fins, air traps on the bottom. Along with their unusual appearance, many of the boats have striking names as well. Noble Outlaw, Snagged Again. Annual Nail, No Problem. Slow Mo's Kayak. Slow Mo is Mo Samuelson, a veteran racer in the 800. He's run it 21 of the race's 23 years and built many of the boats. This year he navigated the second place winner.
Mo, how has the race changed in those 21 years you've run?
Oh, there's a lot of changes there. When we first started, we used to take off from Circle, just back in 1960, but I didn't start until 1962. Why we changed the course, too, is we always had to use our boat trailers and drag them up to Circle. That's where we used to take off. And then not only we never did wait for no longer stay, we used to take off right after the ice broke up. So it was really, sometimes there'd be a lot of ice on the shore.
Have the boats changed very much since then?
Oh yes, they did. Them days they had some like tin boats like that one right there. And then they had another particular different kinds of boat. I got one I got at home now. It's the first one that ever come with a side coming in. And well, they got all different shape, homemade. There was only 2 of them. And that's when he discovered that those homemades were faster than the factory-built boats like that tin boat there.
Mo, what is it about racing a boat for 800 miles that would make you want to do it instead of just getting a boat and go fishing or something?
Oh, I don't know. You see, different people got hobbies. They like their hobbies. Some people like to drink. And you know, just like any sport, you know, and I like my boat racing. That's why I keep racing all the time.
Most of the Yukon 800 racers are veterans, like the Iditarod racers who keep coming back for more miles behind a dog sled. Only three of the captains in the 1983 race hadn't entered before, and many of the spectators who gathered on the bank of the Chena River in Fairbanks to watch the race were former participants, including many-time winner Jim Movius. This year is the first time since 1970 that Movius hasn't been in a boat during the race. He says that the 800 is different for veteran racers than for rookies.
You hear about man against nature and man against man in the promotionals. It's for the rookie, man against nature. I've told the rookies to worry about man against man next year or the year after. Let's get this man against nature out of the way, run a safe race, get down there and back. And that in itself is a big achievement.
What do you mean by man against nature?
Oh, it's out there running the course. You know, that's really the big competitor out there. It's not whether you beat the next guy, it's getting out there and doing a good job of running that course. Believe me, if you get just getting down there and back is an achievement. It's a uniquely Alaskan event with a unique course. No one could ever lay out a course this long or this difficult and race under these circumstances. Mother Nature's done a super job of presenting numerous challenges, difficulties, and you travel into a different weather system when you leave this. You end up out near the coast. The thing that really determines the medal of many of these races is not how well they're prepared or how skilled they are, but how do they respond to the opportunities and the adversities out there and take advantage of them when their opportunities overcome the adversity when it comes, and with the whole idea of getting down there and back safely and first.
Are there sandbars, are there snags, are there sweepers and things like that?
Well, the Tanana is a very shallow river. It doesn't get more than, you know, 8 to 10 feet deep. And of course, you can't see. It's silty. You have to pretty much go by reading the water, what you know from being there before. And it wanders all over the place. And one of the big things is it changes. It changes from day to day, year to year, and the main channel can move as much as a mile sideways in a single season.
Are any of these, the people who do this race, kind of specialists in the ways of water? Do they study the course and stuff?
Oh, I think they all are specialists. Some had the opportunity to grow up on the water and gave them a lot of early experience. Others bring other skills, whether it's boat building or the ability to learn from others or whatever. I would say that some come by it naturally, some come have kind of struggle for it.
One of the competitors who both grew up on the river and has had his struggles with the race is Arlen Dick of Tanana. The week before the race, he monitored the Tanana River, worried over its shallowness, and hoped he could compensate for the lack of apparent shortcuts by having a faster boat this year.
How many years have you run this?
That's my 12th or 13th year.
What keeps on bringing you back?
Oh, it's fun. I enjoy it. I don't win, but I come in third, fourth, fifth, right on down the line. But never first yet.
Heather Morrison here wanted to have a word with you guys before you take off.
I was asked by Olive if we might have, before we start this race, a very brief prayer, not only in memory of Johnny, but certainly that the Almighty will be guiding each one of you as you slide across the river in the hours ahead. So in memory of Johnny Anderson, for whom this race is dedicated, let us have a word of prayer together. Amen.
Any questions? Okay. I guess that's it then. Good luck to all of you.
Good luck.
Thanks, guys.
See you in Galena.
The boats took off at two-minute intervals, with the first out a phantom start for the late Johnny Anderson's Blue Goose. Then Slow-Mo's Kayak, Annual Nail, Star Wars, Interior Sea, Arlen Dick's No Problem, followed by Noble Outlaw, Snagged Again, Plunger 1, Ponderosa of Kotzebue, Da Hawaiian, and finally Aquarius 2. But of those 11 starters, just 5 finished the next day. Mike Munsey's Aquarius 2 wasn't among them.
Mike had scratched over in Kantishna River along with Jerry Evans, so...
Pete spent most of the night, it looks like, coming back. And I guess he wanted to get back here in order to watch everyone else finish.
False alarm. What happened out there?
Well, we hit a submerged log and broke the key on the main flywheel. And it made the engine run about 160 degrees out of tune. So we floated about 3 miles down to a fish camp and found a spike and hammered that thing flat and then filed it on down and made a new key. Put the engine back together and came on in. But that's all part of the racing. We're sketching up to all the boats and had another couple of them in sight, and that happened.
It happens to lots of racers. There's so many things that can go wrong. Del Hayward, who says he's retired from the 800 now, came in first in 1970 and 71.
You're always anxious. You know, you always worry about your speed because it changes water conditions and that sort of thing. You know, the distribution of weight, your gas, as you burn it off, you got to compensate for that. They're just all the time you're busy. The race, although it's 14 hours, but they're running it now, is about 14 to 15 hours. It goes by very quickly because you're busy. You're really busy trying to keep that thing peaked out, tuned up. The guy that's running in the lead right now, he's been at it for quite a few years too. And if he comes in today, this will be his first time. And he's probably been in it longer than I have, and this will be his first time winning it. And right now he's in a pretty good position. That's a no problem. Piloted by Arlen Dick, and everybody's, you know, he can hold together between here and Enana, say by up till 2 o'clock, he should have it.
But as far as Arlen Dick is concerned, everybody put him down so far, you know,
for years.
For years, you know, and he took second only one time, and now it seems to be that he's going to be the winner of this race. But Arlen Dick is really the dark horse that came out of the cellar, and he's. Yeah, he really surprised everybody.
So far, no problems ahead right now. And he's about 8 minutes ahead of Slomo's kayak. But if those two boats hold on there, I think Arnold Dick might take it. He's been trying for many years, and it's one of those days he's be a happy guy when he comes back.
He's called his boat No Problem before, but he's had problems.
Yeah, he's had problems, but... according to what they had that sign down Glena, they said there's no problem now.
People that enjoy boats and enjoy speed, once you get a taste of that racing, it's just something that you can't find anything else that really measures up to it, you know.
After more than a dozen years of trying, Arlen Dick of Tanana, captain of the dark blue No Problem, won the Yukon 800.
This is smooth. No rough water, just some of the boats that's going up and down the river, that's about all.
Any particularly rough spots?
None at all.
How about Squaw Crossing? How was that?
Nothing, it was smooth. That's where I passed Paige, that's Squaw Crossing.
What did you do different this year than you've done in the past so that you didn't have a problem?
I got a different boat for one thing, faster boat. It's the old AIA-2 I had yesterday. I got
I understand you bought this boat from Mo Samuelson, huh?
No. Victor Carlo.
Oh,
last
Victor
fall.
Carlo.
Last fall in the 140, he broke down with it. He blew motor. He blew this motor, so he sold it to me. So I rebuilt the motor just a couple weeks before the race and rebuilt the boat. It was all broken up, so I had to rebuild it.
Did you do any certain features? Did you make different kinds of air vents or anything on this boat?
No, I didn't, no. Just put the same air traps and just beef the insides up, beef the ribs up so the whole stable would be like a rag too much.
Well, now that you've won the race, do you think you'll be back again next year?
Well, I guess I'll have to be back next year.
I gotta
defend it or somehow. So. Maybe after that I'll call it quits.
Arlen Dick, winner of the 1983 Yukon 800 boat race from Fairbanks to Galena and back. It's like the Iditarod, Arlen says, only wetter. I'm Karen Michelle McPherson. Chinook is a production of KUAC-FM at the University of Alaska in Fairbanks.